mean, obviously we have a bye week now, so we go back and evaluate the whole first half of the season, see what we need to clean up, see what we need to fix, and come out and play the second half of the season.
JJ, obviously you lose as a team, you win as a team, but is it more frustrating, bewildering when you create three turnovers, you still can't seem to come out on top?
Losing is frustrating regardless. I mean, it doesn't really matter how it happens. It's frustrating no matter what.
How big of a factor did the tempo that this team played take a toll kind of on this defense from a physical standpoint?
I mean, we prepared for it all week. We practiced for it. I don't think that was it. I think they made some plays, and we didn't slow down those plays. So, I don't think the tempo was that big of an issue.
JJ, could you take us through the sequence where they went 70 yards on the ground in fourth play? What happened from what you remember out there in that situation?
I'm not sure. I'll have to go back and look at it on the film. I couldn't tell you right now. I haven't seen the film.
Having four starters out defensively obviously doesn't help things either.
Yeah, I mean, you go out there and you play with the guys on the field. So whoever suits up, whoever's on the field, you play with them. And I mean, everybody in the NFL, every team has injuries, every team has things they're dealing with. So you have to line up and play. I mean, they had injuries too, so we don't use that as an excuse at all.
JJ, your take on where things are now, 4-5-1 in the break?
Like I said, it's a bye week, so we'll evaluate the whole first half of the season. We'll see what we need to fix, see how we can correct things, see what we need to do from here, and then we'll attack the second half of the season.
Did you notice any difference in their game plan when Nick went out and Sanchez came in?
I mean, they did. They did some things, but I mean they ran their offense as well, and we didn't play like we needed to play. Give them credit, you know, they played a good football game, and we didn't do enough to win the game. That's all.
JJ, do you think this team has shown improvement for the first 9 weeks of the season?
I mean, that's partly what the bye week's for. We'll go back, we'll watch the film, we'll see how we've done. I think that we're continuing to play within the scheme. I think we're continuing to play. To learn with the new coaching staff, I think we're going to continue to grow as a team. But the bye week is really a chance to evaluate that, and so I can't really say for too much until I watch all that film and we figure it out.
You talk about correcting mistakes in the bye week. Is there any specific mistake or any specific issue that you feel like just has to get fixed?
I mean, that's what it's for. We have to go watch. I mean, we take time. We watch all the tape. We evaluate everything, and we figure it out. So. That's what you do with that extra week. So, no, I couldn't tell you right now until we start that process.